Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And you just heard one of those rejoins right there, and it's you know, hey, it's so cool. Robin Lundberg's here. He's great and all that stuff. He's going to talk, and it's going to be awesome. There's another one that they have that they circulate when I come back from break sometimes, and it's me, like, sort of being smug and talking about how big a part of the show the audience is. And I think I say it's like 40% you or something like that and 60% me. Something along those lines. It's one of the rejoins that they play. But it's sincere, because any show like this does not exist without an audience. And today, it's going to be really important. Like, I'm going to be relying on you guys a lot today. So I want to see how much you're there for me. Do you really like me? Do you really support me? Will you be there for me in my time of need? Because I'm gonna take you behind the curtain for a second. I used to, when I worked at a different place, and I mean, it's a very similar job. I was talking on the radio, but I worked at a different place. I would, every now and again, say, hey, you know, there's not that much going on today, and figure out a way to have fun anyway, right? But I had a boss. I don't even remember what boss. Let's just say the bosses would tell me, never say that. This is a genuine thing I was told once. Never say there's not that much going on, because then you're telling the people to tune out. And I don't believe that. I believe by being honest with the audience, you develop a certain connection. And people can see through BS, right? If I just were to sit here and, wow, there is so much to get to. Sean McVay can remember things. Like, so much to get to today. It's not the busiest storyline time in the history of sports. Something's going to happen very soon that will change that. The biggest story over the past week was what happened with Serena Williams, but I'd be going back a week if I were to go right to that. And generally, when that's the case and you're listening to sports talk radio, you'll hear manufactured topic matter. Like, in a word, describe this, or fill in the blank of this sentence. And I'm guilty of that too. Nothing wrong with that. That's, you know, you have to fill the airwaves. You have to create content. And that's what we're going to do today. And it's going to be fun, because sometimes those shows wind up the most fun. I can't tell you how many times I went into a show like, what am I going to talk about today? And it wound up being super fun, because you have a lot of fun with the audience and you get into stuff that you didn't really think you were going to get into. And, you know, I'm looking at the rundown Anthony put together. He actually, you know, I got to give him credit. He does a really good job every week, whether I get to all these things or not. And he knows I'm not going to, like, he breaks up every segment with a different topic. He knows I'm not going to switch topics. Like, there are so many days when there is, like, this big overarching story, something huge happens. I'm not going to talk about it in the opening segment of the show and then switch to some other topic. We're going to ride that bad boy, right? We're gonna talk about that for a while. I'm going to take a bunch of calls. We might talk about it for an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatnot. So he breaks it up into every segment throughout this four-hour-long program. And that's a lot of topics to come up with. So he's going through the whole week and trying to find things that are interesting. And he does a good job with it. But for instance, today at 6 a.m., he has written down biggest overreactions from week one of the NFL season. And that's definitely something we could do, because it did happen. We're going into week two now. And for me, you know, I'm picking the Vikings and the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl. So some people might say the biggest overreaction would come from me saying that the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl based on what Patrick Mahomes did in the first week of the season. Now, it's not based on what Patrick Mahomes did in the first week of the season. It's based on Andy Reid having trust in him, Andy Reid's track record with quarterbacks and the like, and all the weapons that are around Mahomes on that offense. You know, like, a lot of times these coaches in the NFL, they get a bad rep because they don't win a Super Bowl, and all these other guys are getting chewed up and spit out. They don't even make the playoffs. Like, Andy Reid has his flaws, clock management jokes and the like, but the guy's been really good for a long time. I'd take him over almost anybody, but a very short list. You know, even I might even go to Marvin Lewis on that list, right? Everyone made fun of the Bengals for keeping Marvin Lewis. The Bengals were an atrocity when Marvin Lewis got there. They're like 127, 112, and 3 over 16 years since he's been there. I know the playoff thing is a real thing, and that's not ideal, but that means they've gotten to the playoffs, and one run of success can change that entire narrative. Instead, who are you going to just hire somebody else to do it versus someone who's been successful? But that's just an example of one thing we could create on this show, or one thing I could throw out to you to try and get responses and the like. But I got a few things I want your help with today. And the first, we're going to try this. Because so many times, and I know this is not representative of the audience as a whole, but there are so many of these guys, I guess if I'm saying it's not representative of the audience as a whole, I shouldn't say there's so many, but there are enough people online who always, you know, talk like they can do this job better than I can, or that they know more than I can, or that I'm stupid and my opinion is dumb and I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, those people are always, why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you talking about that? I'm going to give you a chance to be the programmer today. And we'll see how this works. You know, I want you to scour the headlines, rack your brain, realize it is NFL season. I mean, the NFL started last week, week two, coming up tomorrow. It is also college football season. I believe last time I checked, it's Saturday morning, which means there are college football games coming up today. Oklahoma State and Boise State, right? That's a fairly big one coming up today. You obviously also have LSU and Auburn. You know, there's definitely some college football matchups that matter coming up a little bit later today. The NBA season is actually approaching. Crazy as it seems, the NBA training camps open in like less than 10 days, and the season is about a month away. Shep, you're shaking your head in there. Why is that?
That came out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm excited about it. I love the NBA. But you got the Triple G Canelo fight tonight. If it was Cinco de Mayo, people would be hyped for that. Because there was hype around it. Now, like, I feel like there's no hype because it was delayed for so long. They've done no promo. The whole Canelo tainted meat thing that went along with it. Neither of those guys is particularly engaging as a personality. So that's another thing that's happening, though. Hey, the WNBA finals just ended. I really enjoyed what I saw at the WNBA playoffs, by the way. Sincerely, I thought there were some really great games and played at a high level. As soon as I saw the Storm play the Mercury early in the playoffs, I knew they were going to win the championship, by the way. I mean, that squad was loaded. Sue Bird and Brianna Stewart and Jewel Lloyd and the like. That was a real squad. But I enjoyed what I saw of the WNBA playoffs. So there's all this sports actually happening, right? But in this business, it tends to be broken down into a story. What's the story? What are people talking about? What are you taking from everything that's going on and pulling from it? And that's my job. That's one of my jobs. So you could, you know, sit there right now wherever you're at and go, yeah, why don't you do your own job, buddy? But I'm going to ask you to play producer this morning. Play producer. If you were creating content, if you were, you know, and I know a lot of you guys, I don't say this to be condescending. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, consider something like this a dream job. And it beats a lot of other jobs, I'll tell you that much. And sometimes I have to actually sit back and go, yo, it's pretty cool. You do what you do for a living, you know, and you get to do what you do for a living. So I don't like to lose sight of that. But I know a lot of you guys do think that way and, you know, go, I wish I could do that job. So, again, I really am not trying to come across condescending. Well, I want to give you a chance to do that job this morning. If you were programming right now on this show, the Robin Lundberg Show is programmed by the audience right now. What is the biggest story? What's the story in sports that I should be talking about? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 is the telephone number. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. And again, I'm going to need your help on this show because there's a few things I'm going to do throughout the course of the show that are going to require your interaction. And you know what happens when I don't get your interaction? It's kind of embarrassing. You'll just see me like meekly move on to another topic. I'll come back later, you know, and just pretend I didn't do the 15-minute diatribe on whatever I just did before. So you're the programmer. You're play producer. NFL season, week two tomorrow. College football kicks off in a few hours. NBA season, just a couple of weeks away. Baseball playoffs, just a couple of weeks away. Triple G and Canelo tonight. What is the story? If you're producing this show, what's the story I should be talking about? 855-212-4227. Also want to remind you, speaking of college football, which I just referenced, today on Fox, Vince Young dazzled the Longhorns in part one. Sam Darnold led the Trojans to revenge in part two. Only one will emerge victorious in part three of the epic trilogy, Texas USC, tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern and streaming live on the Fox Sports app. It's the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here. And, you know, wait, it's the Robin Lundberg Show programmed by you, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Why aren't you talking about so-and-so? I hear that all the time. What should I be talking about today? What's the top story in your mind? You're playing programmer on the Robin Lundberg Show this morning. 855-212-4227. Luigi G. Natale tweets in, you should be talking about how Brady is the GOAT. Is that disputed much anymore? I mean, he's kind of gotten to a point where that's not really disputed. I wonder where the Joe Montana people went. Remember when Brady versus Manning was a thing? Though Rodgers-Brady is kind of becoming a thing. Rodgers-Brady's kind of becoming a thing. Because I don't think you could say that Rodgers is greater than Brady, but you could argue he's better than Brady. Brady has so many accomplishments, it's hard to take away, but it's like I said when Rodgers got paid all that money a few weeks back. Do I honestly believe that Tom Brady is better than Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. I really have to think about it. I go back and forth. John Delphin tweets in, there's also NHL training camps happening right now. In Toronto, it's all Maple Leafs all the time. I totally believe that in Toronto. But yeah, it's generally not the case. And here's something you have to learn, to be honest, when you are programming, and it's something I had to learn. And I credit a lot of my experience in this to, I was an intern on Around the Horn when I was in college, when that show was just starting, and I was behind the scenes putting together the rundown for that show. And it really taught me a lot about how to organize the stories and what's hot and what people want to talk about and the like, because that's what you have to try and do, is discuss what's most interesting to the biggest subset of the audience, right? And oftentimes that requires separating what you care about from what a lot of people care about. Because I could talk about the NBA every show, every time, but when it's not the story, I'm not just going to like force it in generally. And that's something I think a lot of people have a hard time with, because they want their thing to be the thing, even when it might not be. How about Zach in Canada? Zach, you're up here on CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. You're playing programmer. What's the top story in your mind?
Yeah, good morning, man. You just kind of briefly talked about it. Hockey, but not training camp open up. I mean, I thought you would have at least given us a mention. I am from Canada, so I do like hockey, obviously. I'm from the greater Toronto area, so basketball, I'm also pretty fired up for that for obvious reasons.
But I love the Toronto fan base on basketball. I think it's super cool.
Yeah, no, it's great. And you know what? We could talk all day about that trade that happened during the summer. But there are a couple trades in the NHL in the last week that were pretty big news, not only in Canada, but they got traded to Western Conference teams, one to Las Vegas, the other to San Jose. And I think that kind of brings in your audience more than just the Canadian audience. And that's basically just my point. I mean, you kind of glossed over NHL training camps opening up and, you know, it's not disrespect or anything, but I feel like it's a bigger story than just to completely gloss over it. And those trades, I feel like, are big, big trades, not only for Canadian teams losing some prominent players, but for some Western Conference teams that are trying to grow the game out there, gaining some prominent players, some really good players, too.
Well, look, I mean, it's fair to say that they're a big deal within the NHL, but the problem is the NHL is just not a big deal here. For the, you know, like, it's fans. Here's my comparison. I don't know if anybody, if I've said this here. NHL fans, hockey fans, remind me of the band Fish. Not because necessarily there's a total correlation between hockey fans and people who go to Fish concerts. But what I mean by that is the band Fish. I couldn't tell you a song by them. I don't know a song by Fish. But every time I walk by Madison Square Garden and they have a concert there, it's like sold out. So they have this strong cult kind of following. And that's where the NHL is right now, where fans who love the NHL really love the NHL. There's just not that many of them. They support, they're dedicated, they're passionate, but the numbers are not large enough to dedicate that being, you know, the lead topic. There's almost, barring like something insane happening in a hockey game, generally there's almost nothing that it can do to lead programming right now because the audience just isn't quite as big. Berg, the goalie, tweets in, Brady can stay on the field consistently. He was responding to what I said about Brady and Aaron Rodgers, and that's a fair point. You know, if it's coming down to it, you have to look at what Brady has accomplished and the fact that he's been there to do it, and we're already talking about an Aaron Rodgers injury. Now, how much of that has to do to the team around him, of course. It's hard to not get injured if you're getting hit. Let's go to Chris in Dallas. Chris, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say you have a good show every Saturday, so, and that's the times I get to listen to you.
Thank you.
But, man, I got, like, trio of points. My first point is I feel like all boxers need to take, like, a Floyd Mayweather, like, hype class, marketing class, because you're right, man. It's Triple G fight and Canelo fight. It's going to be a good fight, but these guys do not know how to sell it.
No.
I mean, it's going to be a damn good fight, but you kind of miss the Floyd Mayweather antics of, like, you know, the celebrity and the all the crap he talk and he drawing the fans.
And you only need one of them, right? Like, but Triple G and Canelo both play that same role. They both play the other role where it's like, okay, the silent guy who's going to come in and just try and take care of business. Though, I mean, Canelo sort of messed all that up too with the tainted meat, you know, steroid deal. So that threw a whole monkey wrench into the planning and the promotion as well.
Yeah, a lot of the boxers probably need to do that too. And then, man, come the games later on, you know, the college football. That's why I think the playoffs should always stay at four, because I don't want the season get watered down. Because most of the time, sometimes the games are disappointing in the end. So if you know, and if at the end of the season we have like 9-3 teams going in and 8-4 teams going in the college football playoffs, it's like you could almost forget about just college football and regular season in general.
Oh, yeah. No, look, that's a good argument. You know, the one thing maybe that college football has going for it more than any other regular season is how important the regular season is. Like, you, one loss puts you in real trouble. Two losses makes it close to impossible. Three losses, and you're done. Three losses, you're done. 855-212-4227. You are playing programmer here on the Robin Lundberg Show today. And, oh my God. I'm sorry. I actually had to pause for a second because someone just tweeted me a picture of the inside of their toilet bowl and the contents of the inside of their toilet bowl. I don't know if I should actually shout out their Twitter handle.
That sounds like a crappy tweet.
You know, very, very literally so, Peter. Your joke was really on the nose right there. Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah, let me take a look.
Yeah, you can take a look. You can, hold on. I sometimes it's a weird function where my ads don't show up and I actually have to search my name. So if you ever see me find something where you said my name and you didn't at me and you seems like I was searching my name, it's because of that.
Ah,
it's gross, yeah. Right?
It's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
So that's not what I'm going to talk about any longer.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio. And right now you are the producer of the show telling me what the top story should be. Because it's one of those days where there's not one that just jumps out. I'm just, you know, I keep it real with y'all. Keep it real. I'm here, son, on the show. So I'm asking you, what is the top story in your mind? Because so often I get people saying, why aren't you talking about this? Or you should be talking about this. Or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I could have created some corny gimmick, which maybe I'll do later. But right now, I'm not. 855-212-4227. You're going to be a big part of today's show, so I thank you in advance. Mike in Michigan. Mike, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, so this might be a little partial, but if Aaron Rodgers is not mobile, don't you think that Vikings defense is going to tee off on him in the first quarter and try to take him out?
Maybe
he'll miss another year.
Well, I mean, if Aaron Rodgers is iffy, I would hold him out if I'm the Packers, to be honest, because of exactly what you're saying, the team that they're playing. Look, you got 16 games. I know it's not a super long season, and I know every game is important, and I know it's in the division. But if he's injured in the sense where he could get re-injured, I would just give him that one extra week to get right, and then you've got a run of games if you're Green Bay, where you got Washington, who could be okay this year, but not exactly as formidable as Minnesota. Buffalo, who is the worst team in the NFL and just a complete disaster. Detroit, who looked awful on Monday night. So there's a run of three very winnable games right after this. So based on what you're saying, yeah, maybe Aaron Rodgers' status is kind of a big deal going into that game. And yeah, I think if he can't get around or he's hobbling, Minnesota's one of those teams you don't want to face.
Right. I just think, of course, they lie about injuries till the game day, but if he cannot get out of the pocket, they should not let him play is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I would agree with you. Look, sometimes you have to be cautious on these things. You're talking about somebody they just invested how many millions of dollars in also, not just like, you know, a little bit of money. Somebody they paid a whole lot of money for not just this week. And you don't want to get, you know, cut off your nose to spite your face. Because you're dealing with, yes, this season is important. His career is also important. So I would, depending on what the injury is, and I don't know, they haven't really revealed. Has anyone even seen what his injury is? Right? Usually you get some sort of report on what exactly it is. We know he hurt his knee, but I don't know what the actual injury is. If it's something that could be re-injured or get worse, then and he's 50-50, I would hold him out 1 week. How about Bob in Columbia, South Carolina? Bob, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on, Bob?
How you doing, Robin? Good morning, sir.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. I'm going to just say the Triple G Canelo Alvarez fight is number one because the alphabet soup has become the heavyweight championship. There's too many. So this year fight is for the WBA, WBC middleweight champion. It's a unification fight. So this is the lower class weights have been in boxing for us 50-year people, 50 years up. That's how I see it. It's a great fight, fight of the year. It was a controversial split decision last September. So this is going to be interesting. Of course, the large Latino population in this country is pulling for Canelo Alvarez. I think you said earlier while I was waiting on hold that a lot of the Latino population is upset with this PED scandal and blaming it on tainted meat.
Well, I mean, that's what his camp said, right? And there is a thing. It's not like made up that like that is a thing. But it's also hard to believe with a boxer, too, when we know some of that stuff is rampant and corruption is rampant in boxing as well. And you just referenced one of boxing has a lot of problems, right? I mean, it still has a very ardent, loyal fan base. And it depends on where you're at. I mean, it depends on the demographics of where you're at. You know, a lot of people from an older generation really love boxing. Obviously, you just mentioned the Latino community. I used to live uptown in New York City. And if you go, like, north, you wouldn't believe how big boxing is if you go, like, north of 100th Street in Manhattan. It just becomes, like, one of the things that people are talking about all the time. So there, it does have, like, a dedicated, you know, section of the fan base that keeps it relevant and, you know, will be there regardless. And then when you get these big fights, you get people involved. And look, it's like rinse, wash, repeat, right? How often have you heard whenever there's a big fight, is boxing back? Is this the fight that brings boxing back? Can boxing withstand this latest scandal? Like, that's always the general sports talky take on boxing. But one of the things you just mentioned is one of their litany of problems, and you said it's a title unification fight. Nobody has any idea who the champions are. Nobody has any idea what the belts mean. There's no sort of boxing needs a sanctioning body. Boxing needs a they, right? Most of the other sports, every other sport has a they. The NFL, you know, the NFL isn't football. Football is the sport, but the NFL is synonymous with football because it's the league we all watch. Same thing for MLB baseball, same thing for NBA basketball. And when you're talking combat sports, same thing for UFC mixed martial arts. Boxing doesn't have that. So the World Boxing Association, whatever you want to call it, if there was one unifying body that you knew was enforcing the rules, that you knew had the structure in the organization, was creating the fights that fans wanted to see, it would help tremendously. And then you could also go to your favorite sports website, click the tab for it, go to the you know, rankings or whatever. You'd see who the champion is in each weight class and who the number one contender and so on and so forth below them is in each weight class. That would help, I think, tremendously. Let's go to Chris in Boston. You're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, so just going off your last point before I get to mine. What boxing needs, I feel like, boxing needs knockouts. So they obviously need a knockout artist. You know, you get these pay-per-view fights.
Well, Triple G has been a knockout artist. He's fighting tonight. He's a knockout artist.
I know, but tonight, you know, it's going to be probably 12 rounds of just, you know, defensive fighting. And that's why I feel like boxing's lacking. You know, growing up, I mean, for me, I'm 35. It was Mike Tyson. I mean, Mike Tyson was what made boxing popular in my eyes. I don't know. I just feel like boxing needs to get back to that. But that wasn't why I was calling. I'm calling about the Pats fan, but I watched Monday night, Jets versus Lions, and I was really shocked. I was shocked at how poorly Detroit did and really how good the Jets looked. So from here, I'm interested to see where these two teams go. Do the Lions completely give up on their new coach, Matt Patricia? And can the Jets with Sam Darnold actually continue this run? Or was it just the week one fluke? And that's what I'm sort of interested to see.
Yeah, look, the Jets looked pretty good, as you mentioned. Sam Darnold may finally give them that answer at quarterback they've really been searching for almost forever. The Lions, I was never big on the Lions, and obviously I'm not big on the Lions after that game. The Lions have some issues. One of them, I think, is the quarterback. The quarterback puts them in a bad spot because Matt Stafford is above average, but he is not a franchise-carrying star kind of player, and he's paid like one. And, you know, I sometimes say that quarterbacks are overrated, and this is what I mean by that. It's the most important position, for sure. It's, you know, the one where one player can have the most impact, but it's not the only thing that matters. And we've seen plenty of teams that have done well, that have performed well, that have contended for a championship without a great quarterback. If you have a franchise-altering, I'll just say franchise quarterback, right? and you know that, then you pay them, of course. That's the kind of thing that can change the entire direction of your team. But I don't think the kind of above-average quarterback, it's necessarily smart or prudent to pay them like they're a franchise quarterback. And that's the deal with Matt Stafford right now, because he could put the Lions in a bit of a purgatory where, yeah, he's above average and you want to keep him at quarterback, I guess, but you're paying him at such a level that it hurts the development and the roster in other places. You know, look at it this way. Is Matt Stafford better than Ryan Fitzpatrick? Yes, right? Is he a whole lot better than Ryan Fitzpatrick? I'm not so sure about that. He's a little better than Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I would say is like the example of like replacement level kind of quarterback, an average quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick over there. You know, people are always in a rush to call him a bum or something. He's proven himself. How long has this guy been in the league? He's an average quarterback. He sometimes fills in and starts and goes on these runs where he looks really good. Then he has these runs where he doesn't look so good. But overall, it all evens out, and he's a good, average quarterback. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is getting like 20-something million dollars less than Matt Stafford. And you can use that 20-something million dollars to fill out the rest of your roster. And if you're paying Matt Stafford that 20-something million dollars, you cannot. So would I rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick at a $3 million cap hit than Matt Stafford at a $20 million cap hit? Yes. The answer to that is yes. I would go with Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. So I think that's going to be a problem for the Lions, that Matt Stafford's above average, but he ain't as good as he's getting paid, and that hurts the rest of that roster overall. 855-212-4227, Jared in Dallas, Pennsylvania. Jared, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I was just wondering, what do you think is the best division in football at this point? Like, I know it's very, very, very early. And going into the season, I mean, obviously the NFC North, you know, with Minnesota, and they played really well, and then Green Bay. But let's think that Green Bay is not going to – Aaron Rodgers is banged up, okay, unless he's going to bang up for a long time.
Yeah.
I think that probably kicks the NFC North off the top. Then you have the AFC North, where Cincinnati is looking pretty good. Pittsburgh is good. You know, Baltimore is pretty much always solid. Go back to the NFC. You have the NFC South, I thought would be really good. But the Saints, I think, do the same thing they do every single year, where – they score a lot of points, but their defense gives up a lot of points. And I don't think that is a formula for winning a championship. So I know, like I said, I know it's very, very early, but what do you think at this point is the best division in football?
Well, good question. I would lean NFC North because Minnesota might be the best team in the league or is right there. I mean, Green Bay, if Rodgers is healthy, is obviously a playoff contender, and Chicago looked good. Detroit, though, would bring them down. If you're just looking at on base percentage rather than slugging percentage, the NFC South could be a sneaky team division, like you just said, because what if Tampa's kind of good, right? And Atlanta lost, but I don't think anybody thinks Atlanta's garbage. And then New Orleans and Carolina.
What do you think about the NFC East? I'm a Redskins fan. I think the Redskins are going to make some noise this year, and obviously Philadelphia's,
I'm always most interested, as somebody who grew up in the Northeast, I'm always interested in the NFC East. But I don't know if I can go out and say they're the best division because I don't know how good these teams. Like, you know, the Giants stunk last year, and they were competitive last week. The Cowboys don't look very good. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, so you got to give them their proper respect. But they weren't exactly world beaters. And Washington beat Arizona. And you know, I didn't watch much of the preseason, but I did watch a few minutes of a Cardinals game, and I knew, hey, whoever's playing the Cardinals in Week 1, I'm betting on them because the Cardinals were awful. You know, actually, you mentioned the AFC North and the Bengals. I think the Bengals might win that division. And my first legal bet, well, not my first legal bet because I've been to Vegas and the like, but my first legal bet, like under the new rules, I'm in New Jersey, so I can do it from my phone there, was on the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm now 2-0 betting on the Cincinnati Bengals. So I have a good, I'm feeling good with the Bengals right now. No negativity for me around the Cincinnati Bengals. How about Jordan in Dallas? Jordan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to talk about, you mentioned boxing earlier.
Yeah.
And I just think boxing is really boring. I'm 25. I grew up watching UFC, and I wasn't around for, I guess I was a little kid when Tyson was good. But I remember watching the UFC pay-per-views, and I remember watching The Ultimate Fighter every Wednesday night after church, coming home and watching that. And boxing is just way too boring. I think that's one of the biggest reasons it's dead. I mean, I think coming together would help them, like what you were talking about earlier, but just to stand and punch someone in the face, I want to see a dude get kicked in the face or choked out. Like, it's just boring.
All right, well, you're obviously an MMA fan. I mean, it's each their own. Some people find, you know, like some people would say Floyd Mayweather fights were boring. I never found Floyd Mayweather fights boring. I thought they were super entertaining because he was such a craftsman. You know, like Floyd Mayweather, I always feel like I have to say this. Outside of the ring, you're not going to hear me say anything positive about him. Inside of the ring, dude's a genius. And I think what he how he's conducted himself outside of the ring has sullied what he was inside of the ring. He's the best ever in my mind, and I just loved watching his defensive prowess, his counter-punching ability, and to me, that was entertaining, but to some people, that's not, and they do just want to see knockouts. Now, there's also a part of me that's like, do I really want to see people knocked out? The more we learn, I bring this up with football, the more I learn about head trauma, I don't know if that's something I definitely want to celebrate, but it's obviously been a big part of boxing, and it obviously sells. Canelo and Triple G should be a good fight. It just doesn't have the hype, but it should be a good fight. Did anyone see what Drew Brees said about Baker Mayfield? That's kind of interesting. Maybe we'll get to that coming up next. That worked, by the way. Good job programming the show in the first hour. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.